This is a podfic of the work Wow, Wya by Flonebone, read by Daisy Diversions. The fandom for this work is Hikaru no Go. There are no archive warnings, and the rating is teen and up. The category is with additional tags for crack, World of Warcraft, video game addiction, Wow, widows are a real thing, and all dialogue. Summary. Wyatt has a gaming addiction. Shindo stages intervention, and Izumi helps, sort of. This fic is very stupid and all dialogue. Wowza! Author's notes. This fic is dedicated to Daisy Diversions because I recently trolled her via a dumb Wyatt tech fic. What can I say? I have cornered the market on this very specific genre. Reader's notes, it's 2 a.m. on a work night, but I was so happy to receive this notification that I said, you know what? I'm going to do an ice cold read of it right now. So here we go. You don't look so good, Wyatt. World of Warcraft. I'm telling you, Shindo, it's like the latest thing since DOTA. I've been playing it for days, and OMG, it's so hacks. Like, unbelievably hacks. I am AFK right now, and my hands are shaking. It's freaking me out. Okay, I'm totally confused, but I think you're saying you're addicted to a video game, and that would explain why you lost to a Shidan today. His white pieces look so much like a low-level sheep, I couldn't take them seriously. Seriously? Seriously. I think you have a problem, Wya. I even have a destined rival. His name is Rogue Playa 747. He's PK'd me at least 4 times already, the bastard. Rogue Playa 747? How do you even pronounce that? IDK? Shindo! Hi, Morishita-sensei. Where the hell is Wya? I need to kill him. Again? Why? He didn't show up for our study session this week, and when I tried to call him, he just texted me some gibberish. Oh, I get that. Let me see the text. I can probably translate for you. What do you mean, translate? He's not learned another language, is he? He kind of is. Actually, I can't read this at all. It looks like he just mashed some buttons instead of leet speaking at you. What in heaven's name does that mean? It means he thinks you're too old to understand the internet. I'm gonna murder him for real this time. I think you might need to get in line, Sensei, behind Rogue Playa 747. Is this internet language thing contagious, Shindo? I am afraid it might be. Shindo, have you noticed your friend Wya has turned into an incoherent mess? More than usual, I mean. Yes, Toya, I totally have. It's driving me nuts. Well, just thought you might want to know. Thanks for the support, Toya. Yo, Shindo, stop spacing out. You have to listen to my epiphany. Ugh, I want to concentrate on my food, Wya. Can't this wait? No. You have to hear this. It's uber important. I just realized. Go is totally like wow. You mean wow is like go, right? Just think about it. You know how Go represents the vast accumulation of knowledge across thousands of years of human history? The intricate dance of relationships and patterns, and like complicated math heuristics that our hyper-specialized brains can just intuitively grasp as if we were born under the auspices of the god of Go. Wow is like that too, but even more. Uh-huh. It's like WoW is more than a game. It's like super community that's spread all across the world. Like-minded minds sharing in things we all like going on raids together and getting stronger and stronger and like, you know, figuring out new strategies and enjoying new stories and building upon what others have discovered in the past. Stuff like that. I'm not explaining it too well, but it's super deep shit. You can totally feel the shared love, the zeitgeist through the computer screen. Yeah, sure. Can you pass the chili oil? These gyoza are kind of bland. Super deep shit, Shindo. Are you listening? Azumi-san, we have to do something. Why is getting really annoying? You mean his habit of playing an aggressive small Kama as an approach during Joban, when clearly a large Kama would be the more advantageous long-term strategy? Yeah, well, though, in a way, you gotta admire his guts that early in the game, even if it's slightly nuts to do it in a real match. But that's not what I'm talking about, and you know it. Damn it. Oh, what do you mean? You sure become a troll after coming back from China, didn't you? I have no idea what you're talking about. Ugh, whatever, Azumi troll. Anywho, I'm going to say this straight up. Wyah is a WoW crack fiend who dreams of massacring electric sheep. We gotta hold on an intervention soon, or his mom is gonna be a WoW widow. Then we'll be reading a newspaper article about her finding Wyah dead in his computer chair after he was AFK, asleep facing keyboard, for too long, or something like that, or whatever. Do you even know what any of that means, Shindo? Not really. Do you? No. I guess that means we're both Go nerds and not computer nerds. Well, that goes without saying. Yeah. So, since neither of us knows anything about computers, how the hell do we deal with Wyah's computer addiction? Come on, Azumi-san. You're my only hope. I could ask Yang Hai. No, thank you. No need to have the original Chinese troll butting into this. We could just leave things be and trust that Wyah is a responsible, almost adult who can manage his own life. That's obviously not true. Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. Well, if we can't go the digital route, how about we use a nice, simple analog solution. Come on, guys. Give it back. You don't need to do this. I can quit any time. Yeah, sure, Wyah. Whatever. Thanks for the free mouse. It's not your mouse. Azumi-san, you take the keyboard. I don't have much space for that junk. But... Junk? You noobs, you don't even have a keyboard, and you're stealing my perf? Don't you even know how much that keyboard costs? It's a freaking Razer mechanical keyboard with custom cherry red MX switches. Oh, is that why it's glowing? Bopped your cherry or something? Give it back! Azumi-san, let's trade. I can sell that sucker off for some good dough. To tell you the truth, I still don't know about this. Oh, getting cold feet? Then I'll take both. And this power cord. Oops, was that supposed to make that sound? Shindo! Hikaru, I got a call from Wyakun's mother today. Something about you wrecking her son's computer? Is there something you want to tell me? I swear, I was doing a good thing, Mom, really. Azumi-san was there too. You can ask him. Was he also vandalizing the computer? Or was he trying to stop you? Well, he was supposed to be there helping me, but then he chickened out last minute. So it was all up to me to save Wyatt's career and health and social life from his terrible gaming addiction. To Netco? To World of Warcraft. Oh. Even I know about that one. Well, in that case, I suppose you're excused. I'll call her back and let her know. Hey, Awaya, how's Trix? I can't believe you have the balls to pick up the phone, Shindo, you lousy son of a bitch! Hey, don't talk about my mom that way. I'm gonna talk about your mom if I wanna, damn it. She called my mom, and now I don't have eardrums left. Is that why you're shouting so loud into the phone? And then she took away my CPU tower! Good. That was too heavy for me to carry while I was running away from you. Do you think I can come by and pick it up later from your mom? I can sell it off too if it still works. You are seriously getting murder wrecked the next time I see you. Do it over a Gobon and we'll call it even. What do you mean even? You sold my crap and sicked your mom on my mom, and now I'm a computerless Luddite like you. You're welcome. I'm sure that being a Luddite, whatever that means, is what makes me better at Go than you. So you'll thank me for all of this in a few months when your Don level finally goes up. You've been stuck at 4 Don for a while now. GTFO, Shindo! Whatever you just said, right back at you, Waya. I hate to say this, Shindo, but you were right. It's nice to have normal Waya back. I can mostly understand what he's saying again. It's usually buy me sushi or I still want to kill Shindo, but it beats the alternative, and his Go seems to be better too. Less net Go-ish. Yeah, I know. Of course I'm right. Blah, blah, blah. But Azumi-san, do you have any idea how to sell a gamer keyboard and mouse for a good price? The computer stores keep trying to gouge me. Best to sell it online, I would think. Ugh, too much trouble. Want me to call Younghai? We went over this, and the answer is still no. We could just give the equipment away. And lose out on the moolah? Do what you want, Shindo. I have to mentally prepare myself for my game now. I need to be calm for this one. Huh? It's just a lower Don OTI game, though. I'm playing Mashiba. That gives me an idea. Shindo, why the hell are you giving me a glowing keyboard and mouse? Mashiba, have you ever heard of World of Warcraft? The end. Author's notes. This fic belongs in the mid-2000s, doesn't it? I think WoW was never really that popular in Japan, so Hikaru's mom shouldn't really know about it. But this is an extremely stupid joke fic that I resurrected from my dead writing folder, and I'm not stressing out over it. Also, not stressing out about my lack of knowledge of Go in that one line about small versus large Kama, which I made up based on this Reddit thread. Link. Read the lack of dialogue tags. I hope that you could figure out who said what. I was inspired to write it this way because I read a long, plotty Teenage Ninja... I read a large, plotty Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fic many years ago that was 100% dialogue. I was really floored that the author managed to keep things coherent with so many characters and so much happening for chapters and chapters on end. I unfortunately can't find the fic anymore. I was reading way too much Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at the time to keep track of it all. But I really enjoyed it and think it was a super interesting artistic experiment. If anyone happens to see it, please drop me a link. I know it was on a random website, not on a fic archive, so it might be hard to find. Sweat drops. Comments and criticisms are always welcome. I was never a computer gamer, though I would have totally been if I didn't have mousing / keyboarding pain. So feel free to let me know any mistakes I made about WoW, or Go stuff, or, you know, typos and whatever. Note, I'm only posting my newest fix on AO3. All my old stuff can be found at my fanfiction.net account or my Dreamwith account. Reader's notes. Thank you, Flonebone. I loved this. You don't know this, but I used to play World of Warcraft in the early 2000s. So just lining up with Hikaru no Go-ness of that era for me is just perfect. Beautiful. Love it. Thank you for this special gift, especially for me. It really, really hit. I had to stop recording pretty much constantly just to cackle the whole time, which I just thought it was going to be more laughing than it was going to be actually reading. And so I decided to spare you from that. But I love this. This was so, so funny. And I love how every section was from Hikaru's point of view. Even though it's a fic about Wyatt and his gaming addiction, it was a fic that was told through Hikaru's perspective. And I love how it just became Hikaru's problem somehow. That was really funny to me. I love that. And then he ended up being the solution. So it was a delight. I love, love, loved this. This was so good. I'm also in my secret little brain, I'm thinking that Wyatt's rival was Hikaru's mother. You know, she's just gaming all day at home when she's, you know, done with the rest of her work. And that's going to be my personal headcanon, because we didn't get a reveal of who, what was it, Rogue Playa 747. And if you're only listening to the audio recording of this, you need to go back to the fic and see how Rogue Playa 747 is spelled out, because it's kind of deranged and I love it. but yeah, so that's my personal headcanon for this fic. And Hikaru was like, oh yeah, Wyatt has an addiction. She's like, oh yeah, I've seen many young men fall down that rabbit hole, right? And she's just the one secretly killing them all constantly in the game. And stealing all the best epic loot at the end of the dungeons. So anyway, I'm going to end it here because now it's 2:30 a.m. And I do have to work tomorrow. So that'll be fun. Anyway, I hope if you made it this far, you enjoyed this, consider going back and leaving kudos and comments to the original author on AO3. And thanks for listening.